This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Thursday, June 3, 2021. The Memorial of St. Charles Lwanga and Companions by Father William Doc Holliday.
My body is food indeed, my blood is drink indeed. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Those words of our Lord are repeated throughout the Mass sequence, gospel reading, this emphasis on the fact that the Blessed Sacrament of the altar is God. After the words of consecration, we should believe this should be Catholic 101 for everybody. Bread and wine no longer exist. It is truly divinity that we behold on the altar, that we worship in the monstrance, and that we receive into ourselves. This is what we should understand about part of the incarnation. It is unfortunate that so many people look at the incarnation. Jesus put on flesh and came and died for our sins, and then he ascended into heaven, and they sort of leave it at that. Another huge part of the incarnation is the incarnation of self. He becomes one of us, but he doesn't leave it at that. He doesn't become one of us so he can ascend into heaven and leave us to do his work down here. To leave us to do his work down here, he continues to be with us always, even to the end of the ages. The most important way that we need to understand that he is with us is through the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. This is the imperative to understand about this holy sacrament that we worship. He became one of us in flesh. As a consequence, we can become like him. The only way we become more and more like him is to receive him into ourselves. We are not by our own nature able to do this. We have to receive his graces, and we receive them first and foremost through the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. I shouldn't have to be standing. I should be doing some little nuanced thing that really communicates. And around here, it's possible for me to do that. It wouldn't be possible for me to do that in most Catholic parishes. We hear statistically that 70% don't believe in the real presence of our... You have to believe that to be a Catholic. And I don't think we have to worry about it anymore because it seems to me like those people haven't come back since the shutdown. Why should they come back? They don't believe. They have no faith. The Blessed Sacrament, the altar, should, seriously, it should consume you. You consume it, but it should consume you also in consideration of what we have. Like I said, this is not the day or the time to get into all these nuances. You should want to do that yourself because nothing exists like this in human history. There are religions, plethora of religions, a virtual cornucopia of different religions. Not one of them ever has this concept where God comes down and becomes a man and then leaves us himself to eat and drink. From the worldly rational mind, that's ridiculous. Well, of course, none of them ever said that because that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to consider that God would become one of us. He couldn't be God if he'd become one of his creatures. And after he's one of his creatures, to think he magically turns bread into wine, or bread and wine into his body, blood, soul, and divinity, and you eat God, that's ridiculous. It's repugnant to reason. Yes, it is. It's repugnant to reason, but if you have faith, it's as true as the sun rising and setting every day. There has been nothing like what our Lord Jesus Christ has given us in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. Nothing. We have to appreciate that. Now, this is why we should take such great care with it. This is why communion in the hand is so horrendous, because when we look at the Blessed Sacrament, and I say, after the words of consecration, no more bread and wine, but the body, blood, soul, and divinity under those sacramental forms, even if those sacramental forms are divided, either on purpose or accidentally, even if they're divided, Jesus Christ remains holy in each one of those little particles. Jesus Christ is that was just a little crumb that fell on the floor. That was as much Jesus Christ as the host you take in your mouth. This is the reality of things. This is why the church has progressively taken more and more pains to ensure that nothing happens to the Blessed Sacrament. Because every fragment is Jesus Christ, whole and undivided. We've got to believe things like, and if you have faith, as I said before, you will grasp these things. It would be, I submit to you, it is unconscionable to say you believe in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ and receive him in your hand. Inconceivable. It just shouldn't happen. Because if you have faith, you will understand what I just said about the particles. There are things that happen that cannot be avoided. Cannot be avoided. Accidents with the Blessed Sacrament happen. Praise God, they happen so infrequently that I'm devastated when they happen. You wouldn't believe what the pattern looks like after every given communion. Little tiny particles of our Lord Jesus Christ. A drop of precious blood on it. If you have faith, it's tremendously disturbing to see it on the paten, but to think for a moment that those particles are in the palm of someone's hand and then just taken about and dropped on the floor so people can trod on our Lord, much less the horrendous things that happened, like in the Philippines a couple of years ago when they were distributing our blessed Lord in brown paper bags, sacrilege in and of itself, but then find those bags containing our Lord in the mud, on the ground. I saw pictures of our Lord in mud. A person with faith should vomit if they see something like that. Faith safeguards the senses from being deceived by judgments that are based on reason. Like I said, this whole concept is ridiculous. All these things I've said, people that would come in off the street and listen for a couple minutes, they would get up and leave. I don't listen to that nonsense. They have no faith. They have no faith. Our faith safeguards us from what we think we see. The tantum ergo faith, our outward sense befriending, makes our inward vision clear. We have a clear sight when these things. We receive the Blessed Sacrament. Sins are purged from us. Virtues are increased in us. The soul is satisfied with all these gifts of the Spirit we like to speak about. That those things are ratcheted up through the Blessed Sacrament every time we receive it. No other sacrament is as beneficial to our souls as the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. None. All the other sacraments impart Jesus' grace. The Blessed Sacrament imparts Jesus Christ himself. This is what we need to understand. When I say understand, I don't mean here. I mean here. This sacrament is so glorious. It is so efficacious that the church offers the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharist, for the living and the dead. Think of that one for a second. You know, we have the memento of the dead, and every time we're saying that, we are showing that the barriers of time and space go away. And that the dead, they're dead. They continue to benefit from the Eucharist. That is how powerful the Eucharist is. It transcends life and death. It blesses those in purgatory for whom we offer it. And it is celebrated with us by the church triumphant in heaven that has a beatific vision. I'll leave you with that one. The beatific vision. This is as close to the beatific vision that you will get before you have the beatific vision. What is the beatific vision? casting your eyes and beholding the blessed undivided Trinity in all his fullness, looking at God in just base everyday terms, we will get to see God as he is. There is no closer thing to doing that than the blessed sacrament of the altar. It is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Savior, and Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost.